When former foster youth Matthew Vandenberg took the stand on the first day of the federal trial, he told the judge about a foster placement he and other foster youth called the Ramen House. He recounted his testimony in an interview.
The people there would give you 2 ramen packs a day. And if you ate them, say, in the morning, you would have to wait until the next day to eat again. I lost over 30 pounds being at that foster home.
OCS is supposed to visit kids in their care monthly, but Marsha Lowry says those monthly visits in Alaska just aren't happening. She's an attorney and director of a national nonprofit, A Better Childhood, that brings lawsuits against states to push for foster care reforms.
How else can you know whether a child is safe when you put a child in a foster home?
Lowry says that on many federal measures, Alaska's foster care system ranks among the worst in the country.
Alaska is one of the few places that I know of that hires workers who don't have college degrees.
Lowry says lawsuits like this can be an effective way to force system reforms. She says when they sued New Jersey in 1999, their system was one of the worst in the country. Now it's one of the best. Alaska's foster care system has long been plagued with serious problems. In 2018, a law required reforms meant to reduce caseloads and staff turnover. The final audit released this year showed that by most measures, OCS hasn't made meaningful progress. The Office of Children's Services declined an interview for this story, but in her testimony, OCS Director Kim Guay consistently pointed out that her office is just one piece of Alaska's child welfare system. The federal trial is slated to wrap up September 10th. In Anchorage, I'm Rachel Cassandra.